Are you staring at your ads manager stuck on how to make your ads perform? Come and join the Ads Clinic, a series of one-on-one consultancy calls where we dive into your own ads manager and see where we can turn your ads into a profit-making machine. It all starts with a 30-minute free consultation call. Sign up now at theadsclinic.com. Hello and welcome to Let's Run Facebook Ads, a podcast with myself, Nick Boddington. Here I share insider information about Facebook ads. But as you know, it's not just running the ad, it's what happens after. So we'll look into the funnels, e-commerce, email marketing, lead generation, and much, much more. Hello and welcome back. So today I want to be talking about, do people know what you sell? Okay, and if anything, what's he talking about? We're going to put an ad out, aren't we? That's what we do. We're putting ads out on Facebook and Instagram. And we are assuming that the audience knows what we do. Now, this is in some cases quite easy, but I've got an example of someone I had a call with this week, one of my ad clinic clients. And his idea, well, his new business, well, it is an idea, into a business and had a few people order it, I think is absolutely brilliant. Okay. But we are having real trouble getting his click-through rate up, i.e. his click-through rate's at circa, 0.3%. We need that at a percentage, okay? So how do we do it? Tricky question. We assumed when I first saw his creative that I thought, this is brilliant. This is exactly what your audience needs. I think people are going to save loads of money compared to what they get. I can't actually tell you guys what it is. But it is good. But the problem we've come up against is the fact that I opened up his ad account after a week thinking, okay, he's going to get leads. So basically what's the funnel is, there's an ad out there and it's got 20% off his particular service. It starts at £299 for like a videography service. And if you were to go to one of his competitors, not a competitor, but someone else who does videos for this purpose, you know, it's going to cost you like £2,000. But he's developed a piece of software that allows you to do a lot of the filming yourself and then he will edit it, okay? Or his team will edit it for a lot cheaper. So it's a great idea. People I've spoken to think it's brilliant. Like, I think it's really, really good. So we did a number of ads, or he went away and designed in Canva a number of ads using typical shots of when you would use this, when you would do this filming. So that's obvious. And we put text on it, a little banner at the top, a bit of text at the bottom, which we assumed would be obvious. And we've chosen an audience, so we haven't gone broad or anything like that. We've actually gone quite interest-based, quite niche. So the audience are who we pretty much assuming they are. I know everyone's talking about broad audiences and all that sort of stuff and saying that that's not the same anymore. But interest audiences still work for me. We won't go there. That can be something for another day. But at the end of the day, what we found was that hardly anyone's clicking through, but they must want this audience. They must want this service. So it's two things we did. We then looked at what we were saying in the creatives and we've looked at the audiences. So maybe it's, okay, maybe we need to try some other audiences. Maybe we assumed, which you guys know, we never assume. Maybe we assumed that the audience we had chosen was the right audience to go with. And it wasn't. I've just gone on myself to have a look and seen that the audience that we've since chosen, another two of them, are still not getting the click-through rates that we actually wanted. So it's really, really strange. So my call with him a couple of days ago was to look at, okay, are we assuming that the audience knows what we do? Are we assuming this? I think we are. And if we are, we need to sort this out because it seems to be wrong. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples. If I look at some of his imagery, of his old imagery, we've got the sign up for 20%. So we've got the person holding a phone, mobile phone. It's pointing at what they're wanting to film. And essentially, we're saying that you can do the filming yourself and the company will edit it. Okay. The picture shows the scenario that's happening. And we've written things like, you film, we edit, sign up for 20%, okay? But we're sort of doing that in different colours, different text overlays, different images in the background, And still it was not right. So it just happened that on that particular day, when I was on the call with this particular client, I was sitting next to Vicky, a colleague of mine in the office. She'll be someone who is prime, if not now, prime target market for this. So I brought up an ad and I said to her, "What do you think this is?" She looked at it and she's like, "Okay." This went on for probably 15 seconds, at which point I said, "Okay, stop. We've already lost everyone now. If you don't know what this is, then we've lost everyone. Like, not why, this is why no one's clicking through. They don't realize what it is." So we then started thinking, okay, how do we get people to actually start thinking or to look at it straight? We need someone to look at it. Guys, we go by the 2 or 3 second rule. I went up to like 15 seconds with Vicky and she still didn't know what it was. So, and maybe in that situation, she was thinking about it and I put her on the spot and I'm like, "Oh my God, I've got to think about what this actual company does." But it should be pretty simple. So then we started saying things like, "You film on your phone, we edit the video." And DIY videos, "You film, we edit." So it's kind of like, I'm hoping that you guys are starting to think, okay, I know what it is. I think I know what it is. This is, you know, it's to do with videoing. You do the filming, we do the editing. It must be some kind of software that we can upload to. We pay you money and then you go into the editing, we end up with the video. I've basically told you essentially what it is, but not the sector. And I think these look great. You've got the people in the image, they're holding their phones, they're pointing at whatever they're filming, there's some text overlay, and we really aren't getting the click-through that we want. And it's a bit mind-boggling because the audience is right. I now even believe that looking at this, I'm going to have to probably just get some more people in the office to have a look at it and see what was going on right. But I know that I'm going to have a frustrated client who's thinking, well, why aren't we getting these click-through rates up? So then what I do is, now we did 10 bits of creative, all with the same copy and everything like that, but 10 bits of creative, different colours, different text overlays, different things going on. And we've done 10 of those. And then what I do is, if you haven't before, if you go into your columns in Ads Manager, make sure that when you're building this ad and you're going to run this ad, you use Dynamic Creative, okay? Use Dynamic Creative and it allows you to see the breakdown of what's been happening on the ad over a period of time. So I can see, as I'm going through this particular new ad, one of them has reached at least 50% more people than the others, okay? Spent the most money, that's only in the last couple of days. Not a huge amount, but spent more money. It might be that actually that we need to actually spend a lot more money in one day on one particular thing so we can actually get the data back quicker. But if I look at this one, so look at here. Okay, so we've had one here, which is actually probably, 50% more than everyone else. And it's Facebook has decided to spend the most money on it. And this is the DIY videos, you film, we edit. Okay, picture is person holding the phone, filming what they're filming. Now, I'd like to think now that someone's thinking, okay, I kind of get what this is. We will film and then we upload it to your platform, or whatever it might be. I don't think someone's thinking about it that much at this time, but maybe they should. And you'll do the editing and then we receive the video back. Now, obviously, we've got the copy, the text above the video, which helps us. We're going to hope that someone's reading that. But essentially, the image is there to grab someone's attention and make them stop the scroll. We want them to read that text overlay on the image quickly so that we can actually see, so they can actually make sense very quickly. And if they decide to read the text, then they can read it. But we still got to get those click-throughs and we're still suffering on this particular account with these getting these click-throughs. So I haven't got a solution. This podcast isn't about the solution. This is about what we can do. And just I'm just trying to get it across to you guys with your ads that you need to put quite a lot of effort and thought into what's actually going to work, because we can't just assume our prospects are going to know what's right straight away. So that's what I want you to go away with. If you're not getting the click-throughs, and bear in mind, we want 1% click-through rate, okay? So 1% click-through rate as an average. If you can get someone, I've got a video going for a company in the States, in Texas, and video don't get great click-through rates, but this video is, I think it's brilliant. We've written the script. It's only, say, 15 seconds long. It tells you exactly what it's about. It starts off with a great hook, and we're getting a 3.5% click-through rate, which is unheard of for video. I mean, it's really, really good. So, and it's a B2B product. So it makes such a difference. You've got to spend a lot of effort and time trying to figure out what it is. Test lots of things, test lots of text overlay, and lots of different examples of what will you think logically. Take yourself completely out of the business and look at it and think, would I know what this is? And if that's not working, show it to other people and say, if you saw this, would you know what this is? I hope that helps, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Thank you for joining us again today. If you want to find out more, please head over to our socials at Let's Run Social, where we share daily content. And please feel free to drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and any questions that you would like answered, we can do that here on the podcast.